Gemara says in Daf Samuz Amud Beis that Tani Rav Yosef Ben Dermaska Samud Lev Yosef Dag Tarhu. And it learns out from a pasuk that Lev Yosef is a dog which is tar. And the Marsha is bothered with the kasha. Then why do I need a pasuk to tell me it's a dog tar? Typically, do we know that the sudas of Yosef for the tzaddikim after lava they're going to eat the Lev Yosef, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to feed something to the tzaddikim which is not tar? So obviously it's a dog tar. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that Lev Yosef is a dog tar? And he wants to say that maybe we have a meaning that even though it's tar, maybe it's not a dog, maybe it's something else, maybe a different type of creature. So the chiddush is that it's a dog which is tar. That's why we need the psukim to tell me that it's a dog tar. The matzchias and the levayers say a different mahalach that lasa lavay, the medesh is mashma and levyas and kufa, that tar chadashim iti teite, there'll be a chiddush tara, and even though dvarim that are treif and ilam hazeh will become mutter l'ilam haba, and maybe that is nichla, the levyas and is nichla and that heter as well, either permanently or at least lefisha, and therefore there's not a raya that it's a dog tar by ilam hazeh. The chsam sefer is an interesting shot that even though we find that Lev Yosef is a dog tar, maybe that's only the Lev Yosef, which is the Zachar, the Nekeva. Maybe the Zachar is going to be a dog tar, because that's not necessarily going to be Nichol and the Heta of the Suda Lassalava. And he says we find such a thing. And early on, some Chbez Mubez, the Tanagalta, the Agma, that the Zachar is Mutter, is Aser, and the Nekeva is Mutter. So we see they could have such a thing within one min, one is Mutter and one is Aser, and therefore the Gemara is bringing a Rai over here that both of them are Mutter. And that pshat, about it would be telling on Machlokes Rishonim that we mentioned over there in Daf Samach Beis, that Taisa says over there that you can't say that pshat. You can't say that the Nekeva is Mutter and the Zachar is Aser, because the Kol Yetzim and Atar Tar. So he learned that there's two different minim. There's a min called Tanagalu Dagma and a min called Tanagalta Dagma, and within each one, the Scharim are, the Scharim and the Nekevas have the same din. So if you learn like Taisa, then you can't say that pshat. I just want to be Messiah with something that Ramami Pana says, Lefihim Chayav the Kasha not a Kasha, and Nasar Ma'amaris, he writes in one pshat, you know, in the other pshat, that says not like that, but the end he says that it could be that when we talk about Sudas of Yosef, it's not Kipshuta, it's not a physical Achila, but it's referring to Inyanim of Muskalis, Inyanim Sichliim of Chachma, that the Tzadikim are going to be Masli Lassud Lavi, based on the Tire Mitzvahs that they're Masli Baila Mazah, they're going to be netted from the pairs of that Lassud Lavi through the Sudas of Yosef, but it's not a real Achila of Lev Yosef, but it's an Inyan of Lev Yosef, some type of Inyane Achila, Inyane Muskalis, that they're going to be not from Lasa Loving. So, if that, it's not going on a physical Achila, so Chari the Kasha wouldn't be a Kasha, but could be even if that, it's not Mastaba that the Tire would be Miram, is such an Achila that even though it's not Kipshutai, but it wouldn't be Miram as in Dabar Tame, so it would be Mastaba that it would be a dog which is Tar.